Universities, are they biased?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, where do things stand with teaching creation and evolution in universities these days? Is there still that strong bias for evolution?
Well, in recent years, we've received reports that show us the shocking degree of anti-Christian bias that pervades the secular education system. For instance, a professor from the University of Texas instructed his online students to, quote, never cite a religious science source such as Answers in Genesis, end of quote. And of course, he's referring to our ministry. The instructions went on to say that if the students' papers were anti-evolution, they'd receive a failing grade. And I'm told that other students have been denied their degrees because they were discovered to be creationists. You know, sadly, this bias against creation isn't just limited to the secular world. In a seminar designed to help teachers in public schools teach evolution more effectively, the question came up regarding what teachers should do with Christian students. One of the leading spokespersons for humanism in America advised the teachers to suggest to the Bible believers that they consult their church leaders who would usually assure them that belief in evolution is okay. Wow. No wonder the secular world won't believe the Bible when even Christian leaders reject Genesis as literal history.
As more people accept evolution, the more they'll believe that gay marriage is okay. How? Read Ken Ham's free booklet on gay marriage when you go to AnswersRadio.com.